الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please repeat after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله There are many blessings of reciting through the Paak upon Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Let me share with you a very heartwarming and beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, On the day of judgment, there will be no shade apart from the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And three types of people will be under that beautiful shade that day. The first, the one who removes a difficulty of one of my ummatis. The second, the one who revives my sunnah. And the third, the one reciting through the Paak upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. What a difficult day that is. On that day, we could be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. By doing one of these, or all three of these, how beautiful would that be? Salu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, we're on the third day of Eid. Ramzan al-Mubarak has left us. And a lot of us, we want that feeling of Ramadan. We want to keep that level of commitment, that piety, and you know that relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Well, today I'm going to share with you a secret to that. You can make the entire year look like Ramzan al-Mubarak. And it's a very subtle secret that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And this secret can truly transform your life. That treasure. The glorious Quran says in Surah Ahzab, verse 35, translation from Kanz al-Iman, And fasting men and women, and men and women who guard their chastity, and men and women who remember Allah Azza wa Jal much. For all of them, Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. Subhanallah. And then in another beautiful verse, part 29, eat and drink with immense relish. Recompense for that which you sent forth in the days gone by. And Sayyidina Waqi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that in the days that gone by, this is reference to fasting. Fasting is a beautiful form of worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a unique connection, a unique bond. When you read your salah, people are watching. When you go on hajj, people are watching. When you give your zakat, other people are involved. But when you fast, it's truly between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's one of the things that makes Ramzan so special. But we can take and extract that beauty of Ramzan and bring it outside. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave us many glad tidings in relation to this. Sayyidina Qais bin Zayd rahmatullahi alayhi says that the noble Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever keeps nafil fasts, Allah azza wa jal will create a tree for him in Jannah. The fruit of this tree will be smaller than a pomegranate, but larger than an apple. It will be as sweet as honey that has not been separated from its comb, and as delicious as pure honey that has been separated from its comb. On the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will feed the fruits of this tree to the fasting person. This act of fasting is a great act in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal loves a person who fasts. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever keeps a nafil fast, expecting reward, Allah Azza wa Jal will move him 40 years distance away from hellfire. In another hadith in Mubarakah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever keeps a nafil fast for Allah's pleasure, Allah will create the distance covered in 50 years by a fast horse rider between him and the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. And then the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah says, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever fasts a day for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal puts him as far away from hell as the distance covered by a baby crow flying continuously until it grows old and dies. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How far is that? We all strive hard for Jannah. We all strive hard to stay away from the fire of hell. We all want to become pious. Here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only giving us the secret to piety, but Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you the secret to life. And that is to fast regularly for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me an act that will benefit me. Listen to this very carefully. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, keep fasts, because there is no other deed like it. So he again said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me an act. And what he meant was something else as well. Again, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep fasts, because there's nothing like it. So once again, he thought he'd get another beautiful madni pearl from the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He again asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me an act. And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep fast, because there's no other deed like it. This is an amazing form of worship. This is an amazing relationship that you can build with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is truly a magnificent submission, humbleness, and piety in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. In another hadith mubarakah, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fast, you will become healthy. Now what we think is that fasting actually stops you eating and therefore you become weak. That's not the case. The best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us this 1460 years ago. When you fast, you become healthy. Today, what the scientists say, actually they're saying the more you fast, the healthier you become. So it's taken science 1460 years to catch up to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many accounts where people with different ailments have been told to fast, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, they have recovered. And look what Islam teaches us. Look at the beauty of the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the wisdom in everything that Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that on the day of resurrection, the fasting person will rise from their graves and be recognized by the fragrance of their fasts. There shall be jugs of water on which there will be seals of musk. And the fasting people shall be told, eat, you were hungry yesterday. Drink, you were thirsty yesterday. Rest, you were tired yesterday. So they will all eat and rest and drink, whereas other people shall be suffering from the difficulties of accountability and thirst on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. Look at all the rewards for the fasting people. And it goes on. There are many, many hadith mubarakah. In another hadith mubarakah, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala says that on the day of resurrection, dining mats will be laid for the fasting people, and they will eat before everybody else. Allah Azza wa Jal gives these people the special privileges. Now, Ramzan was brilliant. You've heard all these hadith in Mubarakah about fasting. So why don't we turn to this beautiful act? Because not only will it increase our spirituality, not only will it keep us away from sins, not only will it keep us close to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only that, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will also keep you healthy. There are six fasts that are coming up in the month of Shawwal. Now these are very virtuous. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one fasting in Ramadan and then 6 days in Shawwal has been cleansed from sins as if he was born from his mother that day. Allahu Akbar. How amazing is that? Just six fasts. Then in another hadith mubarakah, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fasts in Ramadan and then fasts 6 days in Shawwal, it is as if he has fasted for the entire life. Allahu Akbar. Fasting for your entire life just for 6 days. What a bargain that is. How difficult is it? We fasted during Ramadan. So 6 days, fairly straightforward. In another hadith mubarakah, Hazrat Sayyidina Sauban radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one fasting 6 days after Eid al-Fitr, i.e. in Shawwal, has fasted the entire year, because whoever brings one good deed will get 10 rewards for it. Now here, the scholars write that if one looks at the glorious ayah of the Quran, Surah An'am, verse 160, it says this, whosoever brings one good deed, for him there are 10 like thereof. So, when you fasted 30 days in Ramadan al-Mubarak, multiply that by 10, you get 300. And then you fast these 6 days, and it's an extra 6,360. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You get the reward of fasting the entire year. How amazing is this? Look at the great rewards. 6 days is pretty easy, and you can keep them in different ways. Scholars say you can keep them together, but it's best to spread them out. Let me give you a little Madni pearl. If you fast Mondays and Thursdays throughout the month of Shawwal, you will cover your 6 days and you'll have two extra as well. But it's not just for this month. This is the month of training. You know, Ramzan, we fasted for 30 days. Then in Shawwal, you've got the 6 days, and then if you do Monday and Thursday, the last weekend as well, you'll have eight. And then why not maintain that? Why not maintain it for the next month and the one after that and that whole year and year after year? Because one day, you're going to leave this world. And this treasure of deeds will be amazing. Now, fasting on Mondays and Thursdays is a beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you some beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deeds are presented every Monday and Thursday in the court of Allah azawajal. So I want that my deeds are present whilst I'm fasting. So whenever your deeds are presented, if you're on Mondays and Thursdays, if you're regularly fasting, then alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, you will be gaining amazing rewards and your deeds will be presented while you're fasting. In another hadith of Mubarakah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you fast on Mondays and Thursdays. And when the reason for this was given, Allahu Akbar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in these 2 days, Allah azza wa jal forgives every Muslim except two such Muslims who have ended their relationship with each other. He orders the angels to leave them until they reconcile. So alhamdulillah, look at the barakats and blessings and the mercies of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. And also at the same time, the warning in relation to breaking relations as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would particularly fast on Mondays and Thursdays. What a beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we know that we live by the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the secret to transforming your life. How amazing would your life be if it was just full of Ramadan? You know, that was the entire life. But you can make it that. Like I said yesterday, fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Read the Quran every day. Control your eyes, your tongue, everything that you gave up in Ramadan. It wasn't just to give it up in Ramadan. It was to change your life. What we want and what we beckon for and what we miss in the present society is spirituality. You're not going to gain that from social media. You're not going to get it from the internet. You're not going to get spirituality by watching things on television. Where you are going to get spirituality from is from fasting. You are going to get spirituality from reading the glorious Quran, by sending durood as-salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by traveling in the madni kafras of Dawat-e-Islami and learning the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where you're going to get peace and tranquility from. If you want to get it from watching television, then I've got another Madni pearl for you. Stick to Madni channel. You will learn so much, it will transform your house. Then, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, online Dawat Islami is doing lots of courses. You can enroll on a course. In 12 to 14 weeks, you'll have mastered the Madni Qaida and learned how to pronounce things properly and read the Quran correctly. You can do Farz Ulum courses. You can do Dars-e Nizami. You can do the scholarly courses. All in the time that you want. All this is there available for you. Don't waste these opportunities. Ramzan was here to put us back in touch with Allah Azza wa Jal, but also with reality. We are in this short life. It started from the realm of the souls. Allah Azza wa Jal created us. Then we've spent thousands of years there. Then there was this life, and I'll come back to that in a few seconds. Then you're going to spend thousands of years in your grave. You're going to be on the plains of resurrection for 50,000 years, being held accountable. And then it's eternal bliss in Jannah or eternal damnation in hell. And all of this rests upon this short life of 60 years. Now life flies by. Time goes very quickly. Before you know it, it'll gone. 60-year life, you lose 15 years to childhood. You lose 15 years to adult, old age. The bit in between. If you pray the Quran every day, if you pray your 5 salahs and try to do a little bit of work of deen, maybe it's a year or two in a 60-year life. Don't miss out on that opportunity because your life depends on it. Your future depends on it. Your grave depends on it. How you are dealt with on the plains of resurrection depend on it. Don't let this Ramadan be like all the past Ramadans. But Ramadan came and went, and we were still the same. We didn't change. Back to normal routines, back to the internet, back to everything else. No. Make this Ramadan a different Ramadan. Make it one that is going to change us from the inside. Make it a Ramadan that brings us closer to Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Make it a Ramadan that is truly successful. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.